I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Victory in Jesus, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message, which is part of a Stewarding Life series entitled A Steward Recognizes Their Role, from Luke chapter 19, verses 12 through 24.
Yeah. better victory than that. How many of you got the victory today? Shout amen.
Amen.
Hey, you're cooking, amen. Old-fashioned Sunday, and we're here to give some old-fashioned praise to our God. We're going to go back and sing that chorus. Now, some of you just kind of... not there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if Jesus has saved your soul and you're telling me you're as excited about Him as you just said this, amen? Now sing like you really mean what you got. Amen? Oh, victory! Got the victory today, and it's all in Jesus. Folks, listen, this is the simplicity of what a servant must do, should do, and ought to do. And if you're not doing these, then what's wrong? Your focus is not right. You're looking at your flesh rather than looking to the Father. You're looking at your situations rather than looking to a Savior. And so therefore, you see all the why nots when God says, through Him, all things are possible. Amen. See, it's a matter of priority. And the question also arises, why can't you do these simple commands of God that He has declared in His Word? These are part of the will of the Master. And if you're not doing them, I'm going to be real blunt about this. Because the Word says, if you're not living accordingly to the Word of God, you're living in sin. I don't care who you are. You're not right with God. And God can't effectively use you. Y'all get mighty quiet on me. But I'm going to preach you the truth. Because you know what? God holds me accountable to Him and to you and to this Word. That I tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Now, if you choose to walk out of here and say, that's not for me, then you made that choice. And your blood's not on my hands. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. You better make up your mind who you're going to serve. I like what old Joshua said. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. That should be the motto of your home. If you have to put it on the refrigerator, if you have to put it on the rooms in your mirror in the bathroom, if you have to put it on the dashboard of your car to remind you of that, you do whatever's necessary. Amen. I've got a little reminder up here in front of me in this pulpit. If you've never looked up here, you'll see there's a little banner in front of this pulpit that says, preach the word. Oh, did you just put that in there? No, actually, that's been in there for quite a few years. It's a little tattered. It's a little torn. It's a little frayed on the end. It's kind of rolled up into some places. But I still can read it, and it's staring me in the face every time I step into the pulpit that says, preach the word, amen. So therefore, today, the question also arises, why you can't do these simple commands? I'm going to tell you, it's a matter of priority. You choose not to do the will of God. And so we're not here today fundamentally to serve each other. Out of what we talk about and what we think is stewardship, we are here to serve the Lord and to put Him first. So we are to serve today Him personally. We steward our Master's possessions. James said, every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father. And I'm glad He does today. He says, comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variables, neither shadow of turning. So every blessing we have are gifts from God. Amen. How many of you got some decent health? Say amen. You know why you got it? Because it's a gift from God. Amen. You got a roof above your head? Say amen.
Amen.
That's a gift from God. You got a little gas in your car and you can get around. It may not be the shiniest ride in town, but hey, it gets you there and gets you back.
Amen.
Amen. Came from God. You got a good family? I mean, your family may not be perfect. You show me one that it is, and I'll show you an alien, because there's no perfect families on this earth. But you do have a family, and you ought to thank God for it. That's a blessing from God. You ought to thank Him for everything that He does. Yeah, I thank Him for all the good things, Pastor. You need to thank Him for everything. For everything. Even the bad days, even the valleys, even the trials, even the situations that you face that are not so good. You can claim what Paul said in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. God will work it all out, won't He? Hallelujah. I said, God will work it out. Amen. He can do these things. So every blessing, everything that we have is a gift from God. And in the parable of the pounds, the gifts that were given that they would be, guess what? Multiplied. It didn't say added to. It just said multiplied. So these servants were not the owners, but the managers. Get that. We are not the owners of what we've got. We're the managers. Amen. Well, I got a nice house. It's not yours. Yeah, no, preacher. The bank owns it. No, the bank doesn't own it either. It's a gift from God. Amen. And everything that you've got is on loan. So your family, your funds, your assets, your possessions, all given to you by the Lord. So I must say today, thank God for His goodness and His provisions to each of us today. We are blessed far better than we ought to be. So we will give an account of how we manage His goodness and His provisions. Hear that? You're going to give an account of how you manage what God's given or put in your responsibility to manage. We need to adopt a stewardship mentality today. So therefore, remember, whatever you have, it's not yours. It's God's. So let us walk as stewards and not walk as owners. Because let me tell you what, you might think you got a lot. That quick, it can be gone. Unfortunately, we tell God what's ours and we tell Him what He can have. You better change what your language is. It's all God's. It all belongs to Him. So your finances are not your finances. Oh, yes, they are. I work for that finances. Well, let me ask you a little simple question here. So who gave you the job? Well, that guy that, you know, somebody. No. Get where it's at. God provides for you. Amen. And so, you know, your problem with your finances is you're keeping it all for yourself and you're not using it for God. And I think God's very generous. Honestly, He's very generous. Because what does He require? The tithe is what? The tenth? Now, I know y'all going to get quiet now because I'm going to just give you a little insert about your finances. Amen. A good steward says, Lord, it's all yours. Amen. Well, preacher, you haven't seen my bills. Well, whose bills are they? Well, they mind. Well, who put you in that position that you can't tithe? You. Work a plan out in your finances, and we're going to start a program a little bit later this spring about we're going to help you and show you how you can get out of debt and get yourself on financial stable ground that God can mightily use you. Let me throw something else at you, talking about finances. We're at a point in a place, you realize by January 2018, this coming January, this church, its buildings, its property will be paid off in its entirety. Amen. We owe approximately $21,000. Well, God's given me a mandate. We're not going to pay it off in January 2018. We're going to pay it off by this summer. Now, don't get quiet because He said, wait a minute. I believe we serve a God that can provide. And that means then God's going to give us more resources to do more things for His kingdom with. You see what I'm saying? See, your finances don't belong to you. They belong to God. Amen. It's not your choice where you put your money. God said, bring the tithe into the storehouse, that my house may be full.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.